Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke chapter 18, verse 18 to 27. Luke chapter 18, verse 18 to 27. A certain ruler asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother." "All these I have kept since I was a boy," he said. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "You still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When he heard this, he became very sad because he was very wealthy. Jesus looked at him and said, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." Those who heard this asked, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus replied, "What is impossible with man is possible with God." My theme for reflection is the impossibility of salvation by human effort. The impossibility of salvation by human effort. In Luke 18, 18 to 27, we come to that powerful story of the rich young ruler who asked Jesus a profound question. What must I do to inherit eternal life? This question reflects the human tendency to believe that salvation can be earned through good deeds, moral behavior, or religious obedience. However, Jesus uses this interaction to reveal a deeper truth, that salvation is impossible through human means. No matter how morally upright or religious a person may be, no one can achieve salvation by their own efforts. The rich young ruler, though he had lived a commendable life and followed the commandments, was blind to his own sinfulness and spiritual poverty. When Jesus tells him to sell all his possessions and give the money to the poor, he is not offering a new rule for salvation. Rather, Jesus exposes the ruler's attachment to wealth and self-righteousness, revealing the condition of his heart. The young man had failed to understand that salvation comes only by humbly recognizing one's need for God's grace. Jesus Christ declares that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. His point is not just about wealth, but about the heart's attachment to anything that takes the place of God. Whether it is wealth, status, or personal righteousness, nothing can earn us a place in God's kingdom. The disciples, astonished by this statement, ask, "Then who can be saved?" To which Jesus replies, "What is impossible with men is possible with God." This is the core message of the gospel. Salvation is impossible by human effort, but through God's sovereign grace, all things are possible. It is not by our works, but by repentance and faith in the Lordship of Christ that we receive salvation. The rich young ruler's tragic departure serves as a reminder that we must let go of anything that stands between us and a total reliance on God's grace. My dear friends, in today's world, many of us are driven by the same mindset as the rich young ruler. We strive for success, wealth, and moral achievements, Believing this can secure our place before God or others. However, Jesus' encounter with the ruler challenges us to confront our own attachments. It reminds us that no amount of wealth, success, or personal righteousness can save us. The gospel invites us to let go of our self-reliance and to trust in God's grace alone. Like the ruler, we are called to examine what holds first place in our hearts, whether it is possessions, pride, or even our moral efforts. We must be willing to surrender all and follow Christ completely. True freedom and salvation come when we recognize that nothing we do can earn God's favor. Salvation is a gift of grace. It was the philosopher Søren Kierkegaard who helpfully commented that the greatest hazard of all, losing oneself, can occur very quietly in the world as if it were nothing at all. The rich young ruler's story reminds us that losing our spiritual direction can happen quietly as we get absorbed in the pursuit of wealth or achievement. But Christ calls us to a radical reorientation of our lives, one that requires total dependence on His grace. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what attachments or distractions in your life might be preventing you from fully surrendering to God's grace? Number two, how can you cultivate a heart of repentance and faith, relying solely on God's grace rather than your own efforts or achievements? Gracious God, we confess that too often we rely on our own efforts, our wealth, and our achievements to feel secure. Help us to recognize that salvation comes not from what we do, but from your sovereign grace. Teach us to surrender fully to you, letting go of anything that stands between us and a complete trust in your love. Help us to follow you with humble hearts, knowing that what is impossible for us is possible with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.